The American author Sloane Crosley is known for her humorous essays, but for her latest book, she turns her focus to a subject that's not so funny. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marian Winnick reviews some of Crosley's earlier work and her new memoir, Grief is for People. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. I've been enjoying the writing of Sloane Crosley since she first began publishing her humorous personal essays, now found in three collections. I Was Told There Would Be Cake, How Did You Get This Number, and Look Alive Out There. The books chronicle her life in Manhattan and on the road, with quirky observations filed from Lisbon, Alaska, Paris, and beyond. Between voyages, she's back in the city looking for an apartment, riding in taxis, buying illegal rugs, running into a childhood nemesis in the bathroom of a Midtown Chinese restaurant, and gradually growing up. In the first book, she's reminiscing about playing Oregon Trail. In the third, she's thinking about freezing her eggs and turning 40. Crosley tried her hand at fiction in 2015 with The Clasp, a fun novel about a group of college friends getting back together for a wedding in Miami and a road trip in France. There's a necklace at the center of the plot. It's the famous one for which the Guy de Maupassant story is named, and a character climbs a wall and through a bedroom window in an attempt to steal it. Strangely enough, 4 years later, someone climbed through the bedroom window of Crosley's real-life New York apartment and stole all her jewelry. And that turned out to be just the beginning of a really terrible year. 1 month later, her best friend Russell, who was her former boss when both worked in book publicity at Vintage Books, committed suicide. That's when she found out why she wasn't able to find a support group for people who have their jewelry stolen. Because, as the title says, grief is for people. I knew Russell, too, from when I had my first couple books published at Vintage, and this made wonderful descriptions of his appearance and personality even more moving. As Crosley puts it, Russell had the impish smile of a child, the timeless charm of a movie star, the competitive edge of a Spartan. See that open face like a doll's, those gray-blue eyes, that thatch of salt and pepper hair, seemingly scalped from the roof of an English country house. Her descriptions of grief, even the lesser grief of the jewelry, are equally penetrating. Quote, there's a translucent membrane around everything, a bubble that moves with every step. Russell is so close, right on the other side. Like the ring trapped inside my pinky, I have the strongest sensation that if I only knew where to push, I could reach through and pull him back. The bubble hardens with each passing day. By living, I am by default leaving him. Whether you get to know Crosley first from her essays, her novels, or from this striking memoir, you'll certainly notice the ironic clarity of her voice, the depth of feeling she brings to her humor, and her extraordinary prose style, with a great line or observation on every page. Because of this, Grief is for People, as Becca Rothfeld pointed out in the Washington Post, is not only or even primarily a sad book. It is as messy, rollicking, and chaotic as life is. And in fact, Rothfeld concludes, it is fun. Crosley has added a stage to the grief process all her own.
The books are Grief is for People, The Clasp, and I Was Told There Would Be Cake by Sloane Crosley. You can find more information about these titles and our podcast at WYPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. You can find the books at your favorite local bookstore or online at bookshop.org. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.